But joining us to talk not only about the game, but also about just seeing the atmosphere, seeing what was built as he was at the foreground of it, the athletic director, and just a great man to have here in Pensacola, and Dave Scott, kind enough to make time for us here today. Dave, thank you so much. And you know, what a game, even win or lose, to see that many people at Blue Wahoo Stadium, that many people supporting in the middle of the afternoon, too, where, you know, let's face where we live. You know about SEC football at 2:30 or those others. To see that many people there loving on UWF and the energy and passion was unbelievable.
No, it was great. I mean, you know, I sort of walked out to the practice field the other day and thought of just the space on campus and the plan and growth where we started on the intramural field with some five-seat bleachers and some yellow tape to now it's the game environment that you envisioned, over 7,000 people in Wahoo Stadium with bands for both teams and strong visiting section and just, two teams ranked 2 and 3 in the country. I mean, it was just a great environment, a great place to be, and a great football game to watch.
Dave, talk about, this magical run, because, Coach K. Stevenson, I get to work with him, a former NFL coach every day, and he says, you know, never is a very long time when you use it. But I truly believe we'll never see a team ever get to 2 national titles in a 4-year span and win one with the coach of the year and everything that's happened. But, you know, to be able to go through COVID last year, talking to y'all and not getting to play, watching Division I players, when really a lot of those kids on that field and standing next to some of the offensive linemen that I know I have spiky hair, but I feel like I need to get on top of like a ladder to talk to them. But if you look right now at those guys, a lot of them could play Division I. Austin Reed's better than many quarterbacks in Division I, but the difference is not getting to play and then to come back and not miss a beat and always have a positive energy. And the Delta State comeback, the first home game when we were out there with y'all, and to see the energy and the passion and the dominant win and then the celebration in the locker room. There's just so many great storylines about this team. And I'll tell you what, the message boards for Lenoir Ryan and schools like Ferris State are going to be a lot nicer this year if we end up playing them. But I will say, just talk about it from a standpoint of you and, you know, President Dr. Judy Bentz, who was out there, and everybody from Dr. Martha Saunders and everybody that has just put in so much legwork behind the scenes to make this happen. What to see that this week, what it's come to, and to beat a team that we never beat in the regular season that's a rival, just talk a little bit about that.
No, it's been a combination of just many things and years. That's why I say it was so satisfying to be there and to just see all the excitement and energy in the stadium and from just the support from the city of Pensacola and the Emerald Coast region. But, you know, it was really a real credit to Coach because they've kept the team together, right? For most of them stuck around. I mean, it's hard to do that, to know that you're having a season canceled, life's moving on, you're training hard to stay focused and move in a direction that everybody wants to move together and to keep that team together, plus take in some new transfers and freshmen and make the team stronger, really, than it was before. So now whether it will have the same chemistry and same result, only time will tell, but seems like they're on a path that where they're improving and it's getting better. And you know, we had huge crowd at West Georgia and then an even bigger crowd at Valdosta, so we're hoping for Newberry. It just keeps moving down that path. And people were excited about the first home ever playoff game in Pensacola.
Speaking with athletic director at UWF, Dave Scott, and a lot of people always focus on college football, but Dave works with all the teams and so many great seasons getting rolling. And I know you always are supportive for all the teams, and we'll talk with all the teams coming up here. But it was great to see all, you know, the 2011, the baseball team out there too, with Coach Jeffcoat, and seeing Danny and all those guys in the locker room. It was cool, Coach, to see not only on a day where the national champions beat a team that was ranked number 2 and a team that we needed that win, also you get to honor the champions. And I know for cheerleading, but also with the baseball team and winning a national title, just a great overall day.
Yeah, it was just a great celebration for UWF. We recognized their Hall of Fame. And, you know, we've had a lot of success over the years, and that's the suggestion, builds traditions between the seniors to the underclassmen, passing on that tradition. And we saw some of that with the Hall of Fame and, you know, cheerleaders winning a national championship and recognizing them. So it was just a great weekend for people to come back to UWF. And, you know, we got a whole slate of activities coming up this weekend. We just left the soccer selection show. Men's soccer will be hosting on Sunday, Chihuahua University. Women's soccer is on the road in the NCAA championships. playing about Austin Emory Riddle, and UWF Volleyball will be hosting the GSC Championships this weekend over Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if that's not enough action for you, we have men's and women's basketball with their home openers on Sunday night at 4 and 6. So, I mean, most schools, you know, they're wrapping down because maybe their teams aren't making the championships. But at UWF, you know, we're building champions, and it is a busy weekend.
It is. And you know, we've had a lot of the fun conversation. We always will. But I also have to ask you, because it's not – you can't go more than 5 feet without a conversation. I post the rules, and Brian Henry helped me earlier with trying to learn a little more. I watched the selection show on Sunday, but talking about, you know, we beat Valdosta State, and then you turn around, and even the people that write for NCAA.com are posting this win should secure the bye and all that other stuff that goes into it. I'm happy that I try to find optimism and even the negative stories, but we get an extra home game to cover here in ESPN Pensacola. You guys get to have that crowd and the energy for one more week. But clearly, UWF should have been the number one seed. What are you getting any indication? Have they given you a good answer? Because I feel like whatever answer comes out of their mouth, it's just a kid make an excuse for having a party at his house, and the dad's going to ground him anyway.
No, they, you know, it's a lot of hard work setting on those committees. I've sat on some of them before, and, you know, they look at a lot of different criteria and boxes, and they try to be consistent, and I'm sure they're doing the best they can to set it up. But, you know, we've always had the attitude, we'll play whoever, wherever, and bring it on, and I think, you know, that's what's made our team so successful on the road. I mean, their attitude is, okay, let's go out there, let's do our jobs, and let's focus on who we're getting ready to play and how we move on down our path. And we feel blessed to be in the NCAA championships and to be able to hopefully repeat as national champions.
Dave, I wanted to ask you from a financial standpoint, everything with the school, because I actually somebody at the game asked me to tell you this when I posted all the different people that were going to be on today with me. And how – is there a criteria of how long it takes to get to maybe FCS or jump up? Because, you know, the ground that we have here in Pensacola, and to see what South Alabama has moved up over the years and continuing to in different conferences, can you move up to a, let's say, a FCS or a Division I, as we saw with Texas A&M Commerce, a team that you guys once again beat this year, and, along with McNeese State? But can you do that in football and stay there in basketball or another sport? And how does that criterion work? Because, you know, I know that you are dealing with a lot of that. You are the one behind the scenes that makes these things and knows a lot more about it. Can you answer that? Or, I mean, because everybody likes to move up at one point, but I've only been a program for now 5.5 years, too.
Yeah, people have to remember we're pretty young as an institution, mm-hmm. even though UWF is 50 years old. As institutions go, that's not that old. And we're very even younger as an athletic program. And then you add in football, you know, it's even younger than that. So it takes time to add the resources and growth and facilities to make those moves. But I haven't looked at it in a while. But, you know, back when we had the task force 10 years ago, I want to say it was something like 4 or 5 years to make that move, like $1.6 million. And then you also had to have a conference to have an invitation to be able to switch from one division to the next.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Dave. So I know you mentioned the soccer teams and the success that they've had, you know, men's soccer claiming their 10th GSC title, and then the ladies also being involved in the NCAA tournament. What's it like to be an athletic director of a school where, you know, it's not just football, it's a variety of different sports who are not only good, but contending to win national championships?
Well, I got to say, I'm very happy that my wife loves sports, or it would be very difficult. But, I mean, it's really an appreciation for the staff behind the scenes. We have some great coaches, great student athletes, and, you know, we have some hardworking staff behind there, trainers, athletic communications, game op staff. I'm probably missing others that help out, but those people are going to work all through many weekends ahead and enjoy the fact that the UWF Argonauts are having that kind of success. But, I mean, when you look at the weekend that we're getting ready to have, 8 volleyball teams in the Pensacola area for the weekend, you know, hosting 2 soccer teams. Our soccer, women's soccer team will be on the road. We'll be hosting a football game with hopefully another 7,000 fans in the stadium. I mean, that's basically you're working all through the week and weekend. And then we're going to have basketball home openers on Sunday night, 4 and 6. And then you're going to turn around on Monday and hopefully do it all over again for the upcoming weekend. So it just, takes a lot of effort to do that, and you got to have a lot of hardworking people to make that all happen. You know, I fortunately get a lot of the credit, but it really is a combination of a lot of people to have that effort to make those things happen for all those teams. Because, and to the point that you're making, is a lot of people will have a successful one team here, baseball or soccer. Fortunately for us, we've had success across the board. We just won our 108th conference championship. So it's been, and it's not been over just 1 or 2 years. It's been over several years.
Well, and two, with the show, a simulcast with Blab TV with ESPN Pensacola here, we've got the cardboard cutout behind Drew here of Coach Pete Shinnick and also Argy. But I'm waiting for, you know, they didn't put a Coke in your hand, Dave, because we'd love to get one right here and do the trifecta. So just let me know.
Sure.
We're down. I'm not going to be the photographer. Drew, you could take that part of it. But it's one where, look, we always appreciate your time. I know you're busy at this time and the logistics. Anything that the people need to know about the game at 1 o'clock that might be different from a playoff standpoint? Because I've worked, I showed up one time with my Orlando Magic pass we were with ESPN Orlando, and they stopped me at the gate. And I was like, can I get in? I've got my media spot right there. It's perfect. And they were like, you didn't go through the NBA to get this? And I was like, no. Anybody that knows me knows that I probably did forget that email. But it was one where things change with the playoffs. Is there anything people need to know about parking or seating or other things during the playoffs that they should for this week compared to the regular season?
Yeah, for us, season ticket holders have the Wednesday to re-up their tickets, and then we'll open up all those tickets to other people who don't renew for the playoff game. The other thing, it being an NCAA event, there'll be no alcohol in the stadium, so that'll be a change. Most of the rest of the stuff will be all the standard. You know, the NCAA sets it up to be more of a neutral environment, so no promos or those kind of things, but the game hopefully – in this sense, should be exciting enough that it's a playoff game to keep everybody's attention. So if from that sense, you won't have as much of the around-the-game activity as you would normally have, but those are probably the most significant changes. And I tell everybody to go to GoArgos.com and just check on the link so that they can check in to see if there's any other information they need.
Well, and I'll let some of the Newberry fans know that even though there's no alcohol in the stands, there's a lot of places outside downtown Pensacola where they can drink over their woes afterwards and go back to their hotel. So I'll be happy to let them know that they can still get over the – I'm just kidding. But when it comes down to the game itself, Coach, I mean, Dave, it's going to be awesome. And we're really looking forward to being out there. We're so happy with the partnership and just the friendship over the years and getting to see you out there and, you know, get to share stories of our daughters, and it's scary that I actually have kids and I reproduced, but I'll tell you, it is one that I am so happy that life is going in the right direction for you guys and couldn't be more proud.
No, we're excited. We're looking forward to a great weekend, and we hope everybody comes out to whatever sport that they have a passion for and support the Argos, and we're looking forward to an exciting weekend.
Dave, thank you so much for your time, and go Argos.
All right, go Argos.